You may think this is easy, this be who you really are business, but it's the most challenging thing you'll ever do in your life. In fact, you may never get there. Few people do, not in one lifetime, not in many.
So why try? Why enter the fray? Who needs it? Why not simply play life as if it were what it apparently is anyway, a simple exercise in meaninglessness, leading to nowhere in particular? A game you can't lose no matter how you play, a process that leads to the same result ultimately for everyone. You say there's no hell, there's no punishment, there's no way to lose, so why bother trying to win? What's the incentive, given how difficult it is to get where you say we're trying to go? Why not take our good-natured time and just relax about all this God stuff and being who you really are?
My, we are frustrated, aren't we?
Well, I get tired of trying, only to have you come in here and tell me how hard it's all going to be and how only one in a million makes it anyway.
Yes, I see that you do. Let me see if I can help. First, I'd like to point out that you already have taken your good-natured time about it. Do you think this is your first attempt at this?
I have no idea.
It doesn't seem as if you've been here before.
Well, sometimes.
Well, you have. Many times.
How many times?
Many times.
That's supposed to encourage me?
It's supposed to inspire you.
How so?
First, it takes the worry out of it. Brings in the can't-fail element you just talked about. It assures you that the intention is for you not to fail. That you'll get as many chances as you want and need. You can come back again and again and again. If you do get to the next step, if you evolve to the next level, it's because you want to, not because you have to. You don't have to do anything. You enjoy life at this level. If you feel that this is the ultimate for you, you can have this experience over and over and over again. In fact, you have had it over and over again for exactly that reason. You love the drama. You love the pain. You love the not knowing, the mystery, the suspense. You love it all. That's why you're here.
Are you kidding me?
Would I kid you about a thing like that?
I don't know. I don't know what God kids about.
Not about this. This is too close to the truth. Too close to ultimate knowing. I never kid about how it is. Too many people have played with your mind about that. I'm not here to get you more mixed up. I'm here to help you get things clarified.
So clarify. You're telling me I'm here because I want to be?
Of course. Yes.
I choose to be?
Yes.
And I've made that choice many times?
Many.
How many?
Here we go again. You want an exact count?
Just give me a ballpark estimate, huh? I mean, are we talking about handfuls here or dozens?
Hundreds.
Hundreds? I've lived hundreds of lives?
Yes.
And this is as far as I've gotten?
This is quite some distance, actually.
Oh, it is it?
Absolutely. Why, in past lives, you've actually killed people.
What's wrong with that? You said yourself that sometimes war is necessary to end evil.
We're going to have to elaborate on that, because I can see that statement being used and misused, just as you're doing now, to try to make all sorts of points or rationalize all sorts of insanity. By the highest standards I have observed humans devise, killing can never be justified as a means of expressing anger, releasing hostility, righting a wrong, or punishing an offender. The statement that war is sometimes necessary to end evil stands true, for you have made it so. You have determined in the creation of self, the respect for all human life is and must be a high prime value. I am pleased with your decision, because I did not create life that it may be destroyed. It is respect for life which sometimes makes war necessary. For it is through war against immediate impending evil, it is through defense against immediate threat to another life, that you make a statement of who you are in relationship to that. You have a right under highest moral law. Indeed, you have an obligation under that law to stop aggression on the person of another or yourself. This does not mean that killing as a punishment is appropriate, nor as retribution, nor as a means of settling petty differences. In your past, you have killed in personal duels over the affection of a woman, for heaven's sake, and called this protecting your honor when it was all honor you were losing. It is absurd to use deadly force as an argument solver. Many humans are still using force, killing force, to solve ridiculous arguments even today. Reaching to the height of hypocrisy, some humans even kill in the name of God. And that is the highest blasphemy, for it does not speak of who you are.
Then there is something wrong with killing.
Let's back up. There's nothing wrong with anything. Wrong is a relative term, indicating the opposite of that which you call right. Yet what is right? Can you be truly objective in these matters? Or are right and wrong simply descriptions overlaid on events and circumstances by you out of your decision about them? And what, pray tell, forms the basis of your decision? Your own experience? No. Most cases, you've chosen to accept someone else's decision. Someone who came before you and presumably knows better. Very few of your daily decisions about what is right and wrong are being made by you, based on your understanding. This is especially true on important matters. In fact, the more important the matter, the less likely are you to listen to your own experience. The more ready you seem to be to make someone else's ideas your own. This explains why you've given up virtually total control over certain areas of your life and certain questions that arise within the human experience. These areas and questions very often include the subjects most vital to your soul, the nature of God, the nature of true morality, the question of ultimate reality, the issues of life and death surrounding war, medicine, abortion, euthanasia, the whole sum and substance of personal values, structures, judgments. These most of you have abrogated, assigned to others. You don't want to make your own decisions about them. Someone else decide, I'll go along, you shout. Someone else just tell me what's right and wrong. This is why, by the way, human religions are so popular. It almost doesn't matter what the belief system is, as long as it's firm, consistent, clear in its expectation of the follower, and rigid. Given those characteristics, you can find people who believe in almost anything. The strangest behavior and belief can be, has been, attributed to God. It's God's way, they say, God's word. And there are those who will accept that gladly. Because, you see, it eliminates the need to think.